Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. I'm Mike Pesca. So, you know, all that information and what you've heard so far, pretty straightforward. Now let's veer off the path, but in a good way. Let's do the ramble. Joining me now, guest rambler, a rambling man, and possibly, we just found out yesterday, not that much of a gambling man, Dan Pashman. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Would you like to start us off with the first rambling?
I'll give it a shot. Right. So, service member Aaron Kay got his leave from the Air Force extended by a week. Good news for him. Why? So he could attend the opening of the first White Castle in his home county in Michigan.
Really?
Yes. Clearly, he's got his priorities in order. He was scheduled to return to Okinawa on Monday, but he asked for 7 more days so he could fet his favorite burger joint, and his superior officer agreed.
Does he have part ownership of the White Castle? Is he a descendant of the guy who invented the White Castle?
He's just a really big fan. In fact, such a big fan that he said he was kind of heartbroken about possibly missing the opening. And then the local newspaper, the Daily Press and Argus, named Kay the number one White Castle fan.
I would think, yeah.
But apparently he wasn't the only one in Livingston County, Michigan, who was excited to see those bright white turrets go up. One woman told the paper that White Castle burgers helped her induce labor.
Really?
Hey, lady, I got news for you. I've eaten White Castle burgers, too. That wasn't labor.
Other requests for an extra week of leave include it's the semifinals of So You Think You Can Dance and Kmart's getting in the new really white socks.
Right.
Internationally recognized wax figurine Joan Rivers was on a British TV show called Loose Women. All right, good booking. It's basically the UK version of The View, and she got herself into a little hot water. Here's Ms. Rivers talking about what it's like to work the red carpet at an awards show.
You get someone like Russell Crowe, and you want to say to the camera, he is a piece of get ready to bleep this. He is just...
We haven't got a bleeper. Now, we have to explain what went on. That bleep you heard, that was the BPP-provided bleep.
Right. We have a bleeper.
We have a bleeper. In real life, she said a very bad thing about Russell Crowe.
Yeah, actually two very bad things.
Yeah, right in a row. One modifying the other.
Exactly.
Either alone would have been pretty terrible.
When one compounded the other, it was bad news.
Either would have gotten her, you know, if Russell Crowe was there, he would have thrown a cell phone at her. Well, anyway, Rivers was asked to leave the show. She later said in a statement she was sorry. She assumed they would bleep out curses. She added the incident reminded her of her wedding night because she was asked to leave in the middle of that, too.
Zing. Well, look out, ladies. There's some new competition out there. Japanese scientists are marketing a robot girlfriend. Listen to this, Mike. Tell me if this gets you excited. She's 15 inches tall.
Yes.
Kisses on command.
I'm still listening.
Goes on sale this fall for $175.
Nah, you lost me. Too pricey.
All right. Target market, lonely adult men. Yeah. Tell me if
short,
this,
lonely.
Does this do anything for you? Using her infrared sensors and battery power, the diminutive damsel named Ima puckers up for nearby human heads, entering what designers call its love mode. Anything? Anything?
I'm going into the love mode.
Now, the name Ima stands for Eternal Maiden Actualization, which is comical in itself, but it's actually pretty problematic for those of us who speak even pidgin Hebrew, because Ima means mother. So that's strike one, you know, if I'm going to consider buying this robot. I don't think this item's going to be a big seller in Tel Aviv or on New York's Upper West Side.
Also, I think it's specifically banned in the Torah.
Yeah.
They actually have. If ever the Japanese, whoever they are, the 13th Lost Tribe, invent a love robot, don't do it.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll say that this futurist David Levy actually predicted this in his 2007 book, Love and Sex with Robots. He said that with robot prostitutes, quote, the control of disease is implicit. Simply remove the active parts and put them in the disinfecting machine. Yeah. Does that get you excited, Mike? Disinfecting machine?
Yeah.
Pretty romantic, I think.
Doesn't even get me excited to read that book. Speaking of lonely men, Victor Rodriguez of Bridgeport, Connecticut, is a man on an island this morning. He had a big fight with his girlfriend that culminated when he allegedly ordered his 9-foot-long albino python to attack her. The snake was entirely uninterested in this command. But he's not an attack snake. He's just a snake. When reached for comment, the snake said, Police were called to settle a romantic dispute. They showed up. Rodriguez told the snake to attack the police. He uttered the classic snake attack phrase, "Get him! Get him!" The snake did not attack anyone, but police have removed the snake, although the owner will be able to reclaim it. As for his girlfriend, we're guessing that the Japanese robot sounds pretty good to this guy right now. And as you know, robots are snake-proof.
It's true.
That is The Ramble. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mike.